You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
New 103.7 and Charlie and Debbie in the Lebo Santa Claus Hotline. Up and running now through Christmas Eve, Mom and Dad. 704-227-8761. And we say Mom and Dad because you may need to help the little ones. You may even need to coach them a little bit.
Tell me your name, Jaden Moore.
Jaden Moore.
I'm 4 years old. Concord.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina. And which one for
Christmas?
Dirt bike. Thank you.
Successful coaching.
Yeah.
Successful coaching. Sometimes it doesn't go quite as well.
Tell me your name and your age. And where you live. Say, I'm Caitlin. Say, I'm Caitlin Smith.
Tell him.
Tell him.
Tell him! Mom and Dad yelling. Tell him your name!
He is on there, baby. He's listening to you.
Tell him, Dad. Caitlin.
I'm Caitlin.
Say it.
I don't know how to say that.
Tell him bye.
I am more than happy to tell this man bye.
I don't know how old Caitlin is, but right there, that's wife material. Don't tell me what I'm going to say when I'm going to say it. I will let you know. Lebo Santa Claus Hotline, up and running now through Christmas Eve. Mom and Dad, 704-227-8761.
Brought to you by Lebo's, with 9 locations to choose from, or go to Lebo's.com. Remember, when Santa and his elves need a little help, they go to their friends at Lebo's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So I saw this today and I couldn't believe it. Money-ish claims a New York portrait studio called New York Santa Photographer is charging upwards of $500 for pictures with Santa. Packages start at $135 before jumping to $325 with minor retouching.
What are they doing, like a painted canvas?
The premier package costs $500 and includes pictures, retouching, and 50 holiday cards and envelopes. Are they lined with gold? I just keep thinking about my sister's two children, and they're grown now.
But they never took a good Santa picture.
It drove my sister crazy that our son, from the moment he popped out...
Oh, he loved Santa.
Oh, he knew that he needed to be in tight with Santa.
He was friends with Santa, loved him, never cried.
Always, we have just piles and piles of great Hogan pictures with Santa.
Always a smile and a hug. Her kids looked like you were taking them for a root canal every time they got near.
Or looked like they'd just come out of the root canal without, you know, anesthesia.
Screaming.
Just terrible. But they never did anything crazy. They threw some fits on Santa's lap. But nobody ever peed on Santa or anything like that. But they were the ones that were pitching the fit that all the other parents waiting in line were like, okay, look, get your kid out of there.
Your kid's not down with this. Go home.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What's the funniest thing you've seen happen to a mall Santa while a child was on their lap? And it may be your child. If you want to come clean... Love to hear that. But what's the greatest thing you ever saw? A child sitting on Santa's lap in the mall. What's your best story?
On the Santa Claus thing.
Yes.
My grandson, he's 7 years old. He went to see Santa Claus this weekend. He sat on Santa Claus' lap. Santa Claus asked him what he wanted for Christmas. He looked at him and said, I want you to do push-ups.
I want you to do a push-up?
And Santa Claus got down on the floor and done push-ups.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And that's saying a lot for Santa with that big bowl full of jelly for a belly.
No kidding.
Said that right. He got down. We got pictures. Him down the floor doing push-ups.
Now that's a picture I want.
I love that. I love that Santa's with my a team
kid,
player.
My kid lording over Santa like a drill instructor at Paris Island. Santa's giving him 20. That's awesome.
I've got a story. It's not about what my child did to Santa. It's about what Santa did to my child.
Okay.
Well, this will be great.
My daughter was born in December. She was 20 days old, and we were in a mall. And he chased me down the mall, scared me to death. I thought he was stalking me, wanting a picture with my daughter. And I kept saying, no, go away, go away, go away. And he kept coming at me.
Santa?
Santa?
Santa chased you? Oh, my.
He took her back and said, hurry, stop it, before Mom gets here.
They said...
She was 20 days old.
That's kind of frightening.
Yes.
Oh, it was when I was a first-time mom, too. it was kind of creepy, but it's funny now.
Yeah.
If you think the story's funny when I pull a picture out.
Yeah, it's not so funny when you need to take out a restraining order against the Santa in the mall.
Yeah, did y'all report him to management?
Or to Paul Blart,
no,
mall cop?
I just told my mom, let's go, please, now.
Okay, so the craziest thing that I've ever seen was one of those, like, you know, Santa sits down and the pet sit on his lap. So anyways, this little bulldog was like the cutest thing, and he sits up there, and Santa's petting away, and he's being all sweet, and all of a sudden Santa's lap is wet. The dog had gone to the bathroom on him. It was hysterical. Santa was not sweet.
I've never seen him let pets on Santa's lap.
Well, my experience with a mall Santa was, my mother had my picture taken in Indianapolis, Indiana, when we were visiting my grandparents a long time ago. They had to mail you the picture.
Wow.
And I'm a white female. The picture my mother got of Santa had a little black boy sitting on his lap.
Mistaken identity.
I'm thinking there was a mix up there.
I mean, next to getting your baby switched in the hospital, getting your baby switched with the mall Santa.
Yeah.
There's a company in New York called New York Santa Photographers charging upwards of $500 for pictures with Santa. $500?
That's outrageous.
Jeez, hi.
I took my cousin to see Santa last year. Santa said, I bet you've been a really good girl. And she said, nope, you're wrong.
Points for honesty, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah.
One more. Hi.
Yeah, I'm calling about the mall Santa experience.
Yes, sir.
All right, so my son definitely got put on the naughty list. He was sitting on the lap. Everything was good. Waited in line like a good little boy. And got on his lap. Then I asked what he wanted. He was quiet, waited. As soon as the little elf helper came by with a candy cane, he stuck his hand in the whole spot, grabbed a handful, jumped off the lap, and took off. And I had to chase him through the mall.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personalities.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Believe it or not, if your house is located near what? It's said to increase its value.
Believe it or not, if your house is located near what? It's said to increase its value. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
The smartest person in the QC?
Yeah, believe it or not, if your house is located near what? It's said to increase its value.
I would say, believe it or not, a graveyard.
No, and you know what, though? We got lucky in that it didn't decrease the value, but we had a Civil War-era graveyard behind our house that we had in Birmingham, and we thought it was going to be a big deal, but it wasn't.
Yeah, see, it should have increased your value.
Yeah, well, you know, it just was not the most appetizing thing to look out outside the dining room window.
Yeah.
Or what might happen at night when you guys are asleep.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take a shot at the question.
Believe it or not, if your house is located near what, it's said to increase its value.
I think that's a Trader Joe's.
No, that's not it. Thanks for calling, though.
Hey, is it an airport?
I wonder if you get used to the ambient sound of an airport, because we lived not too far from a train track one time, and everybody who visited was like, oh my God, how do you live with it? And we never heard
it. Yeah, just lulled us to sleep.
Maybe so.
Call for the smartest person at QC.
Yeah, believe it or not, if your house is located near what, it's said to increase its value.
Dunkin' Donuts.
A Dunkin' Donuts.
That'd be a good time.
I've never heard that one before.
Guaranteed to increase if my house is near a Dunkin' Donuts? My pant size.
Yeah, buddy.
Smartest person in the QC?
Believe it or not, if your house is located near what, it's said to increase in value.
Hey, man, is it a Starbucks?
I can't believe this. I mean, why would that increase the value of your home?
It's a a necessity for a lot of people, man.
Yeah, you're going to definitely have a lot of traffic around your home.
Yeah, I mean, geez, who wants that? Well, who's this?
This is Sean.
Sean, step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear.
Okay. Hey, I'm Sean, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by Charlotte Ballet's Nutcracker. The magic of the season comes to life at Charlotte Ballet's Nutcracker this December at the Belk Theater. Gather your friends and family. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Police in the gas house recently arrested Nick Crockett for stealing a motorized handicap scooter from the Walmarts. Listen to this guy's plan. The 24-year-old shoplifted several items before hopping on the scooter and leading loss prevention officers on a low-speed chase.
Yeah, those don't really go very fast.
By low speed, I mean I could walk at a brisk pace and catch you. That was your plan? Fast and the Furious? You were going to steal from Walmart and stop.
Would have been better off running.
Oh, just completely embarrassing. The News Herald claims a possum recently broke in to an Okaloosa Island, Florida liquor store before getting drunk on bourbon. They didn't specify the bourbon. That would have been great if the possum had a fine taste for the better liquor in the world, like if he was Knob Creek or something. Worker found the female next to a broken and empty bottle. They brought the animal to the local wildlife refuge.
That's not the first time.
Wildlife technician Michelle Pettis tells the paper, a worker brought her to us. We looked her over, and she definitely wasn't fully acting normal. We loaded her up on fluids to help flush out any alcohol toxins. She was good a couple of days later and was released. It's very similar to the way our boss was treated when he left Coyote Joe's the other night.
You can't take that possum to the company
Christmas party. Oh, my God. Mm. And finally, CBS claims Border Patrol agents recently busted a woman for smuggling 2 pounds of unclaimed...
200 pounds.
Pardon me. 200 pounds of unclaimed bologna into the United States through El Paso. What, you have to declare bologna?
Claim that you're carrying bologna.
The woman told officers that she wasn't carrying any food before they found the meat stored underneath the floor mats in her car. The officers removed not one, not two, but 23 rolls of, again, unclaimed bologna. She was fined $1,000.
Do you want that on your record?
Would
you didn't declare your baloney at the border? Really? That's not flattering.
I gotta ask you, which is worse? To be told that, hey kids, we got this baloney out of someone's pants? Or, hey kids, this baloney came from underneath mom's floor mats? Which is worse?
When all is said and done, I'm thinking I'm taking it from the floor mats first. If I had to.
I love you guys!
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.